Motion is adopted. Kaylin, please read item 629.
Appoint Kaliska Day, Gabriela Saldana Lopez, Karen Spencer, Karen Williams, and Mia Sabanovich as voting members, and Anna Brophy, Brian Laurent, and Sarah Petrosine as ex officio members of the Portland Utility Board.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, President Udaly and colleagues. Commissioner Fish and I are thrilled to have these appointments before us today. In partnership with the City Budget Office staff, the Portland Utility Board members, and our staff, we were very intentional about the outreach and recruitment process, which Amy Archer-Masters is going to describe to us in detail. We all shared the values and goals of increasing the diversity of the board in both expertise and lived experience. This resulted in a strong pool of candidates, and ultimately the finalists reflect our values. And I know that Commissioner Fish supports these and just asked me to pass it over to Amy Archer-Masters to talk more about it.
Great, thank you. Good morning, President and Commissioners. My name is Amy Archer-Masters. I'm currently the Portland Utility Board Analyst. I'm pleased to share just some brief information and am available to answer any questions regarding the recent recruitment for the board and the appointments considering here today. Although the recruitment happens year-round, focused efforts began earlier this year, and we engaged with the Offices of Civic Life, Government Relations, Council Offices, the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Portland Water Bureau, as well as community partners to conduct outreach, both through social media and campaigns. We received 13 applications for the current openings, and before you are the top five candidates for appointment, there would remain one vacancy due to the recent early resignation. A recruitment subcommittee was formed to review candidates and make recommendations. The subcommittee included members from the current Portland Utility Board, the Bureau of Environmental Services and Water Equity and Management representatives, commissioners, staff, and community member. The recruitment subcommittee identified the top five candidates for appointment before you today, although at the time only four positions were open during those interviews. The board subsequently recommended the four community member appointments and had some concerns about public perception issues that could arise by appointing additional city staff representative. The subcommittee, however, felt that the community connections, skills, and experience of that staff representative would be an asset to the board. The board does plan to discuss board composition and determine whether any changes to code or bylaws are recommended in order to clarify that for any future recruitments. There was particular interest from the board as well as the subcommittee in expanding skills for engagement with diverse communities, including tribal representatives, people of color, low-income, youth, and other under-engaged or vulnerable communities. The appointments before you today do expand the skills of the board as desired and also include candidates with civic engagement, construction management, hydrogeology and watershed planning, civil engineering, and legal experience. Details regarding the potential appointees are provided in the report document, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Amy, could you, it was referenced earlier that you know, why are there so many vacancies on the Portland Utility Board?
Yeah, absolutely. So the appointments for the board are staggered. It's an 11-member voting and three ex officios. Every year, the ex officios are appointed for one-year terms. For the 11 voting members, they're staggered so that every year there's at least three or four vacancies, so that you have a constant turnover of some stability on the board as well as some new perspectives. So when we started the recruitment, we already had four positions that we were recruiting for, and it was just this past month that the two co-chairs resigned early, so we now have additional opening.
So the four that we started the recruitment for because the term had already ended?
Yes, or somebody had resigned in the prior year as well. So there were three full three-year appointments that were to be made this year, one that is a shorter term because the person who left last year had a shorter term remaining.
And the question that some people have raised about a person who's a city employee being appointed as a community member. Is there anything in the bylaws or was there anything in our recruitment now that said that city employees could not apply?
No, there's no conflict of city employees being appointed to the board. There are, of the 11 voting members, there is one that is specifically designated to be city staff and a labor representative, and so that appointment or that position is currently filled. And for the remainder, it's open. It's the requirements in the bylaws do address the range of skills and experience that folks have in order to participate in the board, so that we're trying to get a good balance of perspectives, and that's really what the subcommittee considered. And there was conversation in the subcommittee about the fact that one of the candidates was a city staff, but the community connections and skills and experience that that person brought forward, the subcommittee felt strong about and felt that, that she was a good candidate.
And I believe that the report may be an error that that person is listed under ex officio rather than...
Yeah, my apologies for that. On the first page is correct, the terms and the voting member appointment. Mia Sabanovic is the one that is a city staffer. She has worked at both Water Bureau and is currently employed at BES. In the bio section, I inadvertently pasted her in under Anna Brophy, who is one of the ex officio members. So it should have been in the initial section. So all of the information that's provided is correct, and the terms and who they're replacing is correct, but the was placed in the wrong portion of the form.
Well, it actually works out fairly well because it draws attention to her bio. She's being appointed to one of the shorter terms, so we wanted to do that intentionally, but it's really interesting to have a refugee from Bosnia-Herzegovina who really understands the importance of clean water and functioning wastewater systems from a lived experience of severe oppression and genocide, and that she's very sensitive to the cultural and community diversities and participated in leadership development conference for women through the Muslim Educational Trust Center. So she certainly brings a perspective which is very different from the standard city employee, although I would have to say that our 6,000 city employees often serve because they are public-spirited people who do a lot of good in the community. And so in discussions, Commissioner Fish and I felt that that should not disqualify her from wanting to volunteer her time. And just to be clear, she will not be getting paid city time to participate, unlike the ex officio members. She will be volunteering her time.
Well, I move the report.
Second.
Great. You beat me to it. Thank you. The report has been moved by Commissioner Fish and seconded by Commissioner Fritz. Keelan, please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, it's an outstanding group of people willing to step up and serve at the pub. The pub and the Cub play a vital role in enhancing transparency and community accountability. I want to thank everybody that has agreed to serve, and we look forward to working with them for many years to come. Aye.
Fritz.
In all of the community advisory bodies that I've been connected with, I've tried to stress the importance of collaboration between community members and city staff. When just one or just the other does these recruitments and appointments, we tend to just talk to the people we know and not necessarily do a broader outreach at the beginning of this recruitment. I was concerned that we didn't have enough applicants, and I appreciate Amy Archer-Masters and Cynthia Diaz-Calvo, as well as Christina Nieves, and in fact my entire staff team, in reaching out to people to explain why would you want to serve on the Portland Utility Board, because it's not something that I think many people either know about or certainly feel like they are capable of serving on. I do remember County Commissioner Judy Shiprack telling the story of how she was appointed to the State Plumbing Board. Not that she knew anything about plumbing, but she is a user. And I thought that that was a really good perspective to remind us that people who do their homework, who are willing to put in the time to learn the issues and to give thoughtful advice, particularly if they have community connections and can give that perspective, can really help us in advising us on bodies like the Portland Utility Board. So I am thrilled with the expertise in the bios for these appointments, and I'm very happy to support them. Aye.
Udaly.
I vote aye. The report is accepted. Keelan, please read item 630.
Amend acquisition Public Art Code to expand eligible uses of the 2% funds, explicitly prioritize underserved communities, and clarify city accountability.
Madam President?
Yes, Commissioner Fish.
It's my intention, if there's no objection from the council, to take this back to my office and to file a substitute in 2 weeks, which incorporates some excellent feedback that we've received from the Regional Arts and Culture Council and others. So I would ask for unanimous consent to take this back to my office, and it is our intention, because we don't have council next week, that in 2 weeks we would file a substitute.
Sounds good. Item 630 is being referred back to Commissioner Fish's office. Keelan, please read item 631.
Appoint Chandra Robinson, reassign and reappoint Gary Don Ballister to the Portland Design Commission.
This is the mayor's item. Are there staff here to present? Yes, welcome. Hello. You look familiar.
Nah. Council members, it's good to see you again. My name is Tim Herron. I'm a senior planner with the Bureau of Development Services. President Udaly, it's nice to see you again. Commissioner Fritz, if you do run again. And Commissioner Fish, always.
<Thank you. laughs>
My pleasure. It is also my pleasure to be before you to make a recommendation of appointment of Chandra Robinson to the vacant position of architect on the Portland Design Commission and reappoint Commissioner Don Ballister to the position of developer. Commissioner Don, as we refer to him, his continuation to the second term of the Design Commission comes at a critical time, given his expertise, particularly in construction and material technologies. He also has experience through his firm with the land use process, and over the past couple years have become very quickly aligned with commission expectations to design guidelines, concerns of the neighbors, and has yielded high quality urban design proposals, needing often only one hearing to be approved. This type of leadership by example is a helpful perspective to maintain on the Design Commission and impress upon future customers of the land use process to work with the Commission to complete projects faster, better, and minimize the number of hearings while yielding high quality compatible designs. And to my left, Chandra Robinson is a particularly unique candidate for the Design Commission by virtue of her global architectural experience, her native roots, and her architectural practice here in Portland since 2005. Chandra's worked with Architects Without Borders for nearly 10 years, assisting communities that in need in Tanzania, Haiti, and Nepal. And in Portland, while working for a local architectural firm, she collaborated on a community charrette for Right to Root, working with members of the Emmanuel Temple to help envision what is missing in their community and what to add in order to help bring the community together. So for these reasons, Chandra is an exceptional candidate and will be a particularly good fit for the architect position of the Design Commission.
Thank you, Tim. I'm really excited to be here and excited about the opportunity to serve Portland and be on Design Commission. I grew up here in Portland, like Tim said, and I for a long time saw there it was the same for a long time, and I still loved it, but once it started changing, it still seemed like home to me, and I really appreciated that, and I think that's at least partly in due to the Design Commission, and I really am excited to be a part of that, to watch Portland grow and to keep it Portland.
Please state your name for the record.
Sorry, my name is Chandra Robinson.
Thank you. Colleagues, Commissioner
Thank
Fritz?
You very much for your willingness to serve. Tim, I just have a technical question for you. I noticed that Ms. Robinson is able to be the architect position because Don Ballister is moving from the architect position to a developer position. Mm-hmm. Do we still have just two architects on the Design Commission?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I move the report.
Second.
Fantastic. The report has been moved by Commissioner Fish and seconded by Commissioner Fritz. Keelan, please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, Ms. Robinson, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. 10 years ago, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the Design Commission, and we had some very spirited hearings. Our last couple of hearings, we had a tremendous number of stakeholders come in and offer testimonials that the process is working very well towards the goal of higher levels of design, and that the decision-making process is moving quickly, and that a number of reforms have been implemented. So I think you are joining a high-performing body, with strong leadership in Julie Livingston, who's here. And we thank you for agreeing to serve your community. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for being the lots and lots of hours that this is going to take. I really appreciate you mentioning both your connection to Port and your long-time lived experience here. I was in the Good in the Hood parade on Saturday, and I walked down William Street, and I was somewhat shocked by the changes there. And so I'm going to really appreciate your historical perspective to make sure that, as you said, that as we change, we still stay like Portland and that we look out for all communities. So thank you very much for your willingness to step up. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Well, thank you for your service. I'm really excited about the kind of perspective and expertise you're bringing. BDS is no longer my portfolio, so I don't get the chance to talk to many people over there anymore, but I really hope we cross paths because I'd love to know more about, especially Architects Without Borders. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Kaylin, please read item 632. Thank you.
Authorize a borrowing of not more than $52,900,000 in anticipation of the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund levy for fiscal year 2019-20.
Thank you. This is the mayor's item, and we have staff here to present. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.